warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم الحمد لله بزوني والدفزل كرم إحسان of Allah تعالى that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has allowed for us to gather here in His house and we make dua that Allah سبحانه وتعالى make it a means of our islah, our reformation. Allah Ta'ala make it a means of us being blessed with nisbat ma'allah, a deep-hearted connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and deep-hearted love for Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in any program, one is every act of ibadat that we do it for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So here again, this is no different. Our coming here, our sitting here, must be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some have come from far, some are from close, some are in-house. But each one of us, our intention should be that I am here for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But each program also has an objective. An objective that why this particular program takes place. So somebody said that this program takes place because of non-kalya. Because suppose you have kalya, non-kalya, so that's why the program takes place. So that too can be one objective. Person who came for non-kalya, so he'll get non-kalya and he'll go home. But what is the real objective? Why do we have this overnight program? We normally have a weekly program. So what's the need to have this overnight program? You see, each one of us, it is our duty. Allah Ta'ala has made it our responsibility, it's our duty, that we have to purify ourselves. We have to make tazkiyah. We have to make islah. There is no way that we can just continue with our lives without making islah. So we have to make islah. So the question I need to ask myself, you need to ask yourself, is that what steps am I taking to make my islah? What effort am I putting into making my islah? So a person, one bone in the body breaks. Allahumma hafazna, Allah Ta'ala protect us. But one bone in the body breaks. So then according to age, it would depend how long that bone, that limb has to remain in plaster or traction or whatever till it fuses and it heals. The older the person is, sometimes longer. And that is just for one limb in the body, one bone of a limb that broke. A person has got some illness, some bimari, he is put onto some diet, sometime for 2 months, 3 months, to sort out that problem. And we do it. Hazrat Yusuf Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to recite this couplet, Agar jism tera zara ho adil, Agar jism tera zara ho adil, Hakimo ki sunta hai tu be danil. That if there is some ailment in your body, talking about the physical body, then hakimo ki sunta hai tu bedalil. Now whatever the hukama say, the people that are involved in the medicine of the physical body, whatever they say to us, so we accept it. We don't even ask them for proofs. They say, this is a problem, that is a problem, we do it. And when we're doing it too, we say, hey, these doctors too, man, I don't know what they're doing too, but we'll still do it. So we complain, say, doggy, what kind of medication they give me? But now they said, must take it now, to do it. Dawa talkha se talkha pita hai tu. Dawa talkha se talkha pita hai tu. The most, come here, Azhar, he was sitting here, I sent him for some work, now he lost his place now. Call him back. So, dawa talkha se talkha pita hai tu. The most bitter of bitter medication, you take it. Medication is very bitter also, you take it. Just now when there was some sickness that was affecting the chest, so then most of the doctors, they were prescribing prednisone. Prior to that, that prednisone, nobody was talking too much about it. Now after that, everybody was prescribing prednisone. The prednisone, you take the prednisone, what an aftertaste in the mouth. Terrible taste in the mouth. But the person who take it religiously, every day, is take his prednisone. Dawa talkha se talkha pita hai tu. Sometimes, the little children, small children, they don't want to take the medication. They don't want to take the medicine. The mother gets involved, granny gets involved, one is singing some song, one is patawing, one is doing something. But that medicine must go down the child's throat. Whether the child is crying, whether whatever, but one, if it gets, you know, ready out of hand, then some other tactics come. One catch the legs, catch the hands, put one syringe and put it down the throat, finish. Catch the nose, have to swallow. All these things we do, tawa talkha se talkha pita hai tu. And then khushamat tabibo ki karta hai tu. Then we praise the doctor, you know. Hey, lucky, the doctor found it. Nick of time, lucky they figured this thing out. They found this problem, found that problem. So that, nobody is saying you mustn't do that. If it's needed, you have to do it. But the point is that is with our physical body. That is for one bone breaking or something. And what about this part of things? Our islah, our tazkiyah, where we have to purify ourselves, sort ourselves out. All these illnesses, sicknesses that are within us, to get rid of them. So what effort am I putting into that? How much of time am I giving to that? Whereas this is something I have to do. Allah Ta'ala is mentioning in the Quran Sharif that I will be successful if I do it. I will be unsuccessful if I don't do it. So how much of time am I putting into this? So the reason for this overnight program is to give us a small window. The unfortunate thing today is that we're not even understanding what is Islah, what is Islahi relationship, all these things is still dur ki baat. But when a person, he just comes for a program and he goes. Now 9 out of 10 times he's traveling with few friends or something. While he's coming, he's vaping too, he's smoking too, if he has got those adat. If he is a person who makes ghibat, he's busy making ghibat. If he is a person who swears, he's busy swearing too. All the nonsense talking, everything is happening. Then he comes for one program, he sits for half an hour. Then he jumps back in the car and back to the same old story. So then we make attend some program for the time that we set in the program. We'll get some sawab, some reward. And maybe we will learn one, two things also. And if Allah Ta'ala wants, Allah Ta'ala can make it a means of our hidayat also. Now when you have a bit of a longer program, So the object is that, look, we are in ghaflat. We are in ghaflat. We are heedless. Right? So it's not we don't know. You ask anybody, "By do you know ghibat is haram?" You say, "Yes." "Do you know swearing is wrong?" "Yeah, I know it." We know all this. It's not that we don't know. Sometimes I check the students, right? Sometimes a student, students are students, they are expected to make some mistakes now. That's why they are students, they're learning. And we also, we're full of mistakes, that's why we stay with the students, because we too need to learn. But you people who are qualified and you all are out of the madrasa now, so now you need to check yourself now. You are qualified and out. We are still in the learning process. So, sometimes the students, they make some mistake in the salah. Maybe the person is not making his takbir ula properly, or his feet are not properly in the sajda or in the sitting posture or something. So I call the student after namaz. I say, "How you must make takbir tahrima?" He'll show it to me perfectly. Perfectly he'll show me how to. So how you must sit in the namaz? He'll show it to me perfectly. Which means that he knows it. He knows it. He's been taught. He's done it practically. He knows it. Why is he not applying it? Whichever way he reads the namaz, he has to read the namaz. The takbir tahrima, whether he does it properly or he does it incorrectly, he still has to make the takbir tahrima. So why is he not doing it correctly? Because he's in ghaflat. He's not thinking at the time. He's not applying his mind that, look, what am I doing? We are in ghaflat. Now that is just one example. But this is in our lives. I'm entering the masjid. Now, how many of us, we can say for sure that, look, when I entered with the right foot. I read the dua, I entered with the right foot, I made my niyat for i'tikaf. Right. Now, if I can't say it for sure, then that means I'm living life in ghaflat. I'm not conscious of my actions. Right. I'm not conscious of what I'm doing. So this, actually what we're supposed to be doing, is we supposed to be taking out 40 days. Supposed to be taking out 40 days, or if we can take out more, we're supposed to be taking out the time to go and stay somewhere, cut off from everything else, and put myself right. Put myself right. But the tragedy is that even if we do that, we still remain in ghaflat. Even if we do that, we can cut off for 40 days. It sounds smart, you know. Say, cut off for 40 days, Mom, you got a place now? No. Hey, this is tops now. Let me come away for 40 days. Right? But when you cut off for that 40 days, you must fulfill the conditions. Must fulfill the conditions, right? The main things, four main things, basic rules in tasawwuf. Number one, eat less. Number two, you sleep less. So number three, speak less. And number four, mix less. Right? So now, if the person, he comes for his 40 days, he's going to stay in some khanqah or something, and he's still got his cell phone by him. Every moment you see him, he's phoning. Every free time he got, he's on his phone. He's sitting in the masjid too, he's on his phone. Today it's sad, a person goes in jamaat also, we in gush also, but we on our phone too. This phone is such a fitna, such a fitna. It's sickening. Sickening what is going on with this phone. The haram, haram that is taking place. Nek people, good people. What people are getting involved with this phone. So now, it will sound very nice, packing away, you know, going 40 days, khanka. What is a khanka? Our khanka is khamokha. Or khakarja. What is a khanka? Now, if a person really goes and he fulfills this criteria, you know, that he doesn't talk, he doesn't mix with anybody. People come here sometime to stay. I tell them, when they come, I tell them. I say, see, the students are students. You not a student. You came here for a different purpose. I don't want to see you talking to the students. No, you'll be talking to the students. So today, we feel we are above the law. Nobody must tell us anything. We know what we're doing. We are above. We got the answers. So when a person is going to behave like that, no Islah is going to get made, or very little will get made. Very little will get made. So the ideal was that the person was now supposed to take out that time. And Dr. Ismail Mangera sahab, pick up those kitabs. Put the desk on top. Dr. Ismail Mangera sahab, who transcribed Hazrat Imam Sulla Rahmatullah Ali's Majalis and compiled into those kitabs called For Friends. So when Dr. Saab had gone to Jalalabad, so he was staying in the Khanka for 1 year. For 1 year he stayed in Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's Sohbat. Right? And it used to, so I was about 15 years old at the time. And what amazed me was, when I was going to Jalalabad, so Dr. Saab's family had sent the measurements for the children's kurtas, the son's kurtas, send the measurements. Because when he went, when Dr. Saab had gone, so that time the kurta was different size. Those kurtas which Dr. Saab sent, the son had already outgrown it. So now he had to send another batch of kurtas. Now can you imagine how long he stayed? So then they got, they reached somewhere, they got something, because they gave that time also, they gave that time, they put in that effort, then Allah Ta'ala blessed them also. So many of our ulama, like Abu Hazrat Abdul Haq Magda Sahib and others, after they qualified also, then they were still going back. After they qualified, they were still going back to go and stay for some time. Abu Hazrat Manis Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, every year he used to make sure he goes to his sheikh in Karachi, Hazrat Maha Shaki Makhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He used to go spend some time. Now, although he's so much of responsibility, so much of commitments, and responsibility and commitment in what? Their responsibility and commitment was not in dunya. Their commitments, their responsibilities was in deen. They were teaching, they were imamat, giving bayans, majadis, all these things they were doing. But still they found the need that, no, I need to go and spend some time there. And I remember our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, sometimes it upsets me when people try to portray Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali in a light that, oh, Hazrat was very easy and he was very broad-minded and Hazrat... People who talk like that, they never knew Hazrat. They never knew him. How strict he was on himself. How strict he was on himself. People who knew him closely, they understood that. When people used to go to the Khanqah in Karachi, the Khanqah in Karachi was not so strict like the Khanqah in Jalalabad. The Khanqah in Karachi, people used to go, some people, they're going for haircut here, they're going for sewing there, they're going for shopping there, they're going, doing different things. And it wasn't so strict because that Khanqah was in the city too, like, you know, in the busy area. But our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to go to the Khanqah, then the time that he gave for his Islah in the Khanqah was only for that. He would not go anywhere. And Mazno Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was a high profile person. Right? So all the Darul Ulooms there, the senior ulama in Pakistan, etc., they all knew him. He was the sadr of the Jamiat. So anybody coming from there, they first stopped by him. So how many dawats he used to get? Invitations. Come and have meals. Somebody wants him to come give a bayan there. Somebody wants him to come for some iftitah here. Something there. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. No shopping. No meeting with anybody. No going any family's house. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Straight in the Khanqah. Spend his time straight out back home. So this program that we're having is to give us an opportunity that at least for these few hours, don't be in ghaflat. Whether a bayan takes place or not is secondary. The important thing is, how am I spending my time? From the time I left home and I was coming here, how did I spend my time? What was I doing in a motor car? From home to here, what did I do in the motor car? So if I was conducting myself inappropriately, so I must make tawbah. I must make tawbah now. And now I must focus myself that, look, I've come here now to get connected with Allah Ta'ala. I'm looking for Allah Ta'ala. I didn't come here for naan kalya, and I didn't come here to hear any flowery speech. I didn't come here to go in a hall with some poetry. I didn't come here for all of that, no. I came here to connect myself with Allah Ta'ala. So every second, I must be focused on Allah. This must be a very intense few hours of your life. It's not a time now, oh, last overnight program you slept next to this fellow, eh? So you made one dosti with him. Now you're seeing him after a few months, hey, now it's time to catch up. Hey, last time we came, your daughter was supposed to get married, now what happened? Bye, find your own time for all that, don't come do that in my time. You came here, this is my time. All other things you want to do, do on your own time. Otherwise you shouldn't come here. Go do it somewhere else. This is not a place for what you call socializing and catching up and all those things. There's a lot of other programs for all of that. You can go do it elsewhere. If we're not going to take this thing seriously, how are we going to come right? What are we going to put right? So if you want to spend your time properly, from now till you leave, you don't talk to anybody. And when I tell you don't talk, you don't talk. Don't talk to anybody. Don't think, no, I'm going to make salam with him, it's gone. You want to talk to him, go visit him home tomorrow for tea and talk to him. But the time that you're spending here, don't talk. When I tell you how strict you must be on this don't talk, right? This incident I must have mentioned to you before, it always comes to my mind, that Hazraji, Dr. Ismail Mangera Sahib, he had sent me to another Khanka room because the Doodwala, the one who had brought our milk, who used to bring the milk every day, used to deliver the milk to the room. So the person who had brought the milk, he had left the milk by the neighbor's room across. So Dr. Saab told me to go and fetch the milk. So I was left in Dr. Saab's care in the Khanka. So I went to fetch the milk. Now those people happened to also be South African people, right? And I went there, so now assalamu alaikum, wa alaikum salam, what's your name, so where are you from, who's your father, those few questions. It couldn't have been even 5 minutes. Couldn't have been even 5 minutes. Just few. Dr. Saab was there. He just looked at me. I sent you for the milk. In other words, what's this chit-chat for now? You came here for the milk. So fetch the milk and go. Why are you talking? So I picked up the milk and went away. What he told them, I don't know. Right? But this is the point, that if we're not going to close this trap, nothing is going to come right. You just carry on and on talking. When are we going to start being mindful that every word I speak, Allah is listening to it. Everything I do, Allah is watching it. So when a person will close it, the problem, we always want to be talking. We come for a program too, we still got our ujub. No, break all these things now. We're going to our qabr. We're going to our grave. How long are we going to wait? Leave all these things. We have to become serious about our reformation. Become serious about our Islam. So if you really, you want to spend your time properly, you want to benefit, then make your niyat now. That I'm not going to talk to anybody. And don't let somebody else spoil your niyat. Don't let somebody else spoil your niyat. Now you'll ask me, but Maulana, now that person came to talk to me. Now mustn't I be courteous? But if he doesn't understand that he's not supposed to talk over here, then he's khannas. He is causing it. He's coming like an agent of shaitan. So you ignore him. It will be good for him and good for you. If you are a diabetic and I come to you, your sugar is sitting on 20 and the doctor tells you you're almost in a stroke, and I come to you with one lovely extra sweet cake and tell you, Norman, you have to have this thing. So you're going to say, out of courtesy now, I have to have it. No. But you know what, I'm in a very, very serious situation here. Please make me maaf, but I can't eat this. So let us be serious. When I say be quiet, don't talk, don't talk and dream. No. Every moment, Allah. Be quiet and connect yourself with Allah. Every moment, Allah is watching me. Allah knows my thoughts. Allah knows what's in my heart. Every moment. So now, when I'm reading Salah, my namaz must be with a concentration. Then I'm reading my Sunan, my Nawafil. Then when I'm leaving the masjid now, how I'm leaving? Somebody else needs to leave before me. I reach the door first. 20 people want to go before me. No problem. I'm nobody. Let them go. Give preference to others. My akhlaq needs to be exemplary. So this must be a very intense few hours. That every moment, there must be no moment of ghaflat. It's for a short period of time. Short period of time. For whatever time you are going to be here. So let it be intense. That all the time I am in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is watching me. Allah is listening to me. Allah knows what's in my heart. Allah knows what's in my mind. We try and do this. You will find a great benefit. As I'm saying to you, by right, should be for a much longer period of time. Minimum should be like 40 days in order to bring about that change. Right? But now, if we are weak, we haven't got the 40 days to take out now. So this few hours that we are here, be serious about it. Otherwise it just becomes another socializing event. We just get together, get entertained in one, two programs, go out, we're laughing, we're talking, we're joking, how we're eating, what we're talking about, all the same things are just carrying on over and over. Then where is the change going to come? Where is the change going to come? Those people who first time in your life you attending this kind of a program, then maaf kare bhai. You know what, where I came away. So this is a hospital. This is not the people who come here, they are looking for a cure for, that's why I'm here, because I'm looking for a cure. So this is this kind of karvi baate, bitter things sometimes are spoken to sort ourselves out. So those who first time you came, maybe you are not exposed to an Islahi kind of a majlis, so then you forgive us. Right? But this is what it's about. Islah is about this, it's about reformation, putting myself right. Right? So each, especially those of you who got taluk, I'm instructing you. I'm nobody to instruct, but now we are forced to talk like this now. So I'm instructing you that you are not to speak to anybody. Spend your time properly. Don't talk. There's no joking. There's no laughing. There's no chit-chat. You be focused all the time on Allah Ta'ala. All the time. Just be focused on Allah Ta'ala. Don't let that focus shift. Even for 5 seconds, the focus mustn't go away. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Can engage in dua till Maghrib. A few minutes ago. Time is up for us. After namaz, inshallah, we'll read our awabin. And then we'll read our surahs and our evening duas. And then partake of our meals. After meals, will be Isha time. Isha is 7:20. Azan, 7:30, Jamaat. Try and be ready before that. Read your sunnats. After Isha, we'll continue, inshallah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.
Allah.